I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. 10,000 photographs covering the whole 175-year history of the art form and representing its most important artists. The collection is the dominant element in the art holdings of the University of New Mexico, and a small portion of this photography collection is now on display at the UNM Art Museum. The exhibit was put together by Michelle Penhall until 2 years ago, the museum's curator of prints and photography. Michelle, so nice to have you here.
It's very nice to be here.
Is it unusual, Michelle, for a college or a university to have a photography collection of this scope?
A number of institutions do have them. In this region, it is unusual, and it is a very large collection, and probably one of the best ones certainly in the state and certainly within this region. But back east, many Ivy League schools have these great big collections. What's special about UNM was it was started early in 1962. Clinton Adams, then the dean of the College of Fine Arts, recognized that they needed to expand the arts field in general, and they were building Center for the Arts, Pope Joy Hall and all this. And so he brought out Van Deren Koch from Rochester, New York, and part of that building scope included an art gallery. So Van Deren Koch and Clinton Adams, they recognized very early on, since they were teaching studio art and art history in the department, that there was no art museums around. Albuquerque Museum wasn't up and running yet, so there was no place for students to really see art on a firsthand basis. They were learning about art, artists, and historians through slides. So, starting a museum, what kind of work could they collect? Van Deren Koch and Clinton Adams, who was a master printmaker, and Van Deren Koch was a master photographer. So these are both artists and both scholars. So they realized, what could they actually collect to start forming a study collection, a teaching collection, something that they could show to the students? And works on paper became the focus. Prints, photographs, and drawings.
Affordable.
They could not, didn't have room to start buying paintings and large sculpture, et cetera. But photography was still obviously not considered up there with painting and sculpture, so it was still quite affordable.
So it's important that we note that the collection began as a teaching tool,
yes,
as you said.
Yes, so that students could look at real works of art and get some sort of idea of them besides just looking at slides. It was really, I think, quite moving for students to see those things up close and personal.
And they still do make impressions on
and
students.
And they still do. Faculty bring students in and they select work and students get to view the work. When I was a student under Eugenia Perry, you had to go to the print room and sit and look at the selection of images to get a sense of the object you were writing about. So you had a real connection, a real intimate connection with the actual works.
And the graduate degree that you were pursuing at this time, Michelle, was history of photography?
Yes. Some of the most important people in the history of photography have taught in that program.
It's one of the university's really distinguished departments.
Yes, it is.
Can you give us a quick idea, Michelle, of how the collection grew? Did it grow by design, or was it a victim of its success? Did people hear about it and then want to take part in it?
Probably both, because the inaugural exhibition by Koch in 1963, donations flooded in right after the first exhibition. So that's been a constant thing since the 60s.
When you say donations, do you mean financial donations or donations of artwork?
In the beginning, artwork. People gave work. And then for a while, because of the studio program, all artists were required to give a work of art to the collection.
All of the artists going through the program.
Everyone graduating had to donate a work. That policy no longer exists. That was another way to build the collection.
This exhibit, which is called Stories from the Camera, is really a distillation of a book that you created for UNM Press. You had a very interesting conceit for that book.
Yes, I had very specific ideas, Lee, and I didn't want to just produce a guidebook for the collection. I was very interested in how different people look at photographs. And there have been some phenomenal artists, students that have come through the program that have, you know, gone on to have great art careers, important art careers. So I wanted to hear these multiple voices. I wanted to hear the scholars, the artists, because the people that I selected for the book all were known to have used the collection. So I wanted to hear their voices. And artists look at work very differently than writers do, and I was interested in getting their take on it as well. Robert Park Harrison, who was a student in the studio program, I love his work, and I was just kind of interested in what picture would he pick? I wanted people to select pictures from the collection on their own. And I was always surprised what they came up with, and especially what they wrote about. And in terms of the scholars present this very sort of linear scenario of the people who've taught here. And they're all so very different. So these are some of the most important voices in the history of photography. And they also are very, very distinctive voices. They all take a very different approach. And they all have this connection to the UNM Art Museum and the art department. And so I wanted to work with these people individually. And I wanted pictures as well as text. And I wanted it to be scholarly, but I also wanted it to be something, a beautiful object, which it is. So that people, you know, people didn't want to read the text, they could look at the pictures.
Michelle, when people take a look at the book and also visit the exhibit at the UNM Art Museum, they're going to see quite a range of photographs and of photographers. Give us an idea of what visitors to the gallery, for instance, are going to see.
The book is one thing. And so what I wanted to do was take the images that people had written about and put those on the wall with excerpts from their essays. And when you have a collection and you're curating from it, you're always sort of pulling out the same things. And I have this thing where I like to pull out these quirky images. We have very iconic images by Henri Cartier-Bresson, and I found one I couldn't believe was by him as well. And it just, it was very, very different. And I wanted to kind of surprise people. With such a big collection as with any collecting museum, so much of the work is just put away. You never get to see it. There's such a tiny, tiny percentage. And so I was interested in getting work out there that would surprise people and work that hadn't been shown, work in the collection that had maybe never, ever been on the wall. During my last 2 years, going through drawers, just looking, I would find things that I hadn't seen before. And it was that wow moment. Photographs from 1900 taken by Emile Zola at the 1900 Universal Paris Fair. And it was like, that's by who? Really? They were unexpected images. When you know photographers in the field, you're used to a certain kind of aesthetic, and you see something that's very different, and it just makes me wonder, what's this image about? There's got to be a story behind this. So I wanted to pick images that would get people thinking and excited to see work they hadn't seen before, work that was unexpected.
Michelle Penhall has curated Stories from the Camera, selections from UNM's extensive photography collection, through March 11th on the university's Albuquerque campus. Go to unmartmuseum.org. The accompanying book is available from UNM Press. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.